Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. Welcome to Hills the Legend Show. I'm your host, Hills the Best, on this late night edition. As you know, a lot of the times late night is creek time for Hills the Best, but I don't put that to the side for the greatest show on earth, Hills the Legend, as we are kicking off our very last off season. Here in Upper Echelon on Madden 16 as we prepare ourselves for the brand new Madden 17, which drops August the 23rd. Make sure you grab a copy of it, and hopefully you'll have your spot in Upper Echelon for the new season. Like I said, we're going to do a special free agent show on this edition of Hills of Legend. This is our first time ever dabbling into the free agent market, as we have a little over an hour ago, sorry for the delay with the advance time, as I was out and the others, I think there was anything to do, but that's nor here nor there. We're going to go ahead and get into the meat of the show. Can't go too far in the show without saying congratulations to our champion, two-time champion, Mr. KT of the Carolina Panthers, as he embarrassed the New England Patriots in a big game. 59-24 was the final score. It was not a close game. It was ugly from start to finish. Congratulations to KT as he captured his second championship in the upper echelon. And I talked to him today to win his third title. And he said he is so happy that he got Odell Beckham his championship ring, because the man finally deserved it. Great season for the New England Patriots. He cannot hang his head too hard or too low, excuse me, for the performance that they did have in the big game. They got to the Super Bowl for the second time. Austin has been a guy that has been into the Super Bowl. A lot of guys cannot say that. There's only currently four guys that can say that in our league that has been to a Super Bowl. And Austin is one of the guys that's been multiple times. Talked to him today. He is ready to go for the final season as well. He said he will do his best to get the Patriots back to a Super Bowl, and he will not go out on that note. So we're excited to have both of our Super Bowl contested. Going to still be in the lead as we are close to being as full as we can this late in Madden. The rest of the guys are excited for the season as well. And I am one of those guys that excited, and I'm excited for the free agency. And one of the reasons why I'm excited for the first time ever in Upper Echelon history, our present class has been star-studded. A lot of the times we've had inconvenient times where we had to do things that was best for the league. Those days are behind us. Now we're filtered and littered with talent in the free agency pool. The only sad thing about it is the Tennessee Titans, which is owned by me, don't have any money to spend in this market, because this market has a lot of great players that will get paid some big contracts in the offseason, as we have a lot of teams that have money to spend. We have quite a few teams that have at least $50 million to spend in cap space. I know it's at least seven teams that have $50 million in cap space or more, at least two teams with $80 million in cap space or more to spend. So the free agent market, is going to be incredible this offseason, as the Broncos, the Bengals, the Chargers, Cardinals have a lot of money. The Chiefs have a lot of money. And this is going to make the parity in the league even better when you have guys that have money to spend, a lot of talent out there to be signed. And I'm excited, as I said in my opening statement, that this is the best free agent class that we have had in our first line. And I just want to dabble a little bit into that. But first, we're going to go ahead and go through when the advances are and what time the event and what time you should be expecting the draft. The draft will be tomorrow night around 8 p.m. Eastern time. We will be live on Ustream. We will be posting the stream live for the draft for the guys that cannot make it, so you can see who has been taken where, and if you haven't made any moves, what your team drafted as well. Hopefully you can tune in if you cannot make the draft in itself. The next advance is tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. We will be advancing. So if you can get your bids in for these players, it is a very good market, and I have done my best to reach out to each and every person. I know it's very late on the Eastern time zone. It's 11 o'clock. A lot of guys got to get up for work in the morning. So if you got a chance to bid on your players, please do, because our next advance is going to be in the morning while you're at work. So if you can, please bid on your players. After 9 a.m., our next event will be 3 p.m., 3 p.m. Eastern time. Give these guys a chance to bid on players, third shift guys, or et cetera. Then our next event will be 3 to 5. 5 o'clock will be the next event. We go every 2 hours. After 5 p.m. Eastern time, it will be 7 p.m. Eastern, and it will be our next event and our very last event before the draft. So we'll have that in between. And after that, from 7 to 8, we will have a scouting period. That will be your last chance to scout and get trades posted up, get trades in. The trade deadline for us to look at trades will be around 7:50 p.m. Eastern time before the draft, 10 minutes before the draft. Give us time to get ourselves situated, get our draft boards together, get everyone that will be participating in the draft online. Let's check in and letting us know that they will be participating as well. That gives us a lot of time. 10 minutes, we can make things work with a lot of commissioners. So that is advanced times. Let me go over one more time. We are in the first stage of free agency right now in the bidding process. The next advance will be 9 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Then after the advance will be 3 p.m. After that, the next events will be 5 p.m. Eastern time, and the last event will be before the draft, will be 7 p.m., and that will be 7 to 8, the scouting period and scouting time for before the draft. Also, during that time, 7:50 will be the last time we will look at trades involving draft picks before this draft. Also, a reminder, the next year draft picks cannot be used in any type of trade talk, for this is the last season, so it's no use of trading for next year's first. It's not going to happen. Those are not going to help the trade get approved at all, so do not try to get that by any of us, because that's just a waste of time. We won't even look at the trade if we see next year picks involved. So you have to, up to 7:50, 10 minutes before the draft, to post up your trades involving draft picks in this draft. Also, 7 o'clock hour, please check in with us, starting around 7. It can be before 7, but 7 is the cutoff time. We want you to start letting us know that you're going to be participating in the draft. Please text me, DM me, or DJM, or UPT, or KT. Let us know. Tobar as well. Let us all know, any of the community members, let us know that you will participate in the draft so we can know if we need to skip you or wait for you during the draft. Should be a quick draft process. Like I said, we're missing a few users. We're not going to have some have already told us that they're going to be at work. Some we already know going to be at work. So from a head count, already just knowing off the top, 10 players won't be in the draft, so we know not to ask those guys. But the rest, we're anticipating a 28, 29 people lead this season. So that leaves at least 18, 19 guys. We need yeses or nos that you will be participating. If you can't, just try to move your draft picks if you don't want the computer drafting for you, or let your computer draft for you. We will have the draft stream live on Ustream. Heels the Best will be the stream name. If you're just not joining us, this is Heels the Best on Heels the Legend Show. Just going through the off-season schedule. Also, we're talking about the free agent pool, which is very loaded, top-heavy talent with guys, big-name guys as well, want big contracts. Also, these guys are players that can fit in and help teams get better right away. We have a lot of teams with a lot of cap space that will want to get involved with the free agent sweepstakes, as we do know that these players are going to be playing somewhere. They won't be playing where they played that last season, because a lot of these guys have the money to spend. The best player right now, let's go ahead and go through the free agent pool for the guys that cannot, there's not at home in front of a television, but they can listen to me live. Let me go ahead and go through this free agency list. We're going to go through as many names as we can. In fact, we think these guys can make on teams. We'll do our best to try to fit them together. We also will have a new article post. UE Awards will be posted up no later than Friday. I will do my best to have it done by the end of this evening, this night, and in the morning time throughout the day tomorrow. I will try to have the Upper Echelon Awards prepared for you if my secretary will allow it. So we will definitely get that to you as quickly as possible, because we do want to have this done before the start of the next season. Start of next season is tomorrow, so I definitely want to get that done to you. So please be on high alert for that. Now, the number one player that's in the free agent market right now is the best defensive tackle, maybe the second best, though Mr. Floyd in Minnesota has something to say about that. Muhammad Wilkinson is in the free agency. He is a 6'4 guy, 315, still has all his attributes. He's still very strong. He's not as powerful as he has been throughout his entire career. Lost a few pounds last few seasons, but he is still that guy that you can lean upon to anchor your defensive line. The guys you want to get your bids in on him. Another guy, the second best guy that's on the free agent market, another big guy in the middle, Marcellus Darius. He's lost no weight. He's still a big guy. He's not as powerful as he was. He's getting up there in age as well. He's 33 years old, as well as Muhammad Wilkinson. But he is a stud. If you need someone to anchor your defensive line, he's in a 4-3 scheme, and he will do other schemes as well. Also, we have Anthony Barr. He's in free agency. He is a star-setting guy as well. He is in the free agent market. And we have a caller, a late-night caller, and I am not sure who this guy is. He is on our lines. I'm trying to get my director to figure out who we got on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in real quickly. The Heels the Legend
what
Show.
What up, Heels? What up?
What's going on? Caller, say your name.
I'm Tristan Hoy. I'm the coach of the New York Jets.
Oh, what's going on? My boy, Tristan, he's never called on the show. What's going
what's
on, brother?
Up, man? Hey, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you been?
Pretty good, man. I'm just chilling here. We're having a little coaches meeting. It's me,
okay,
my boy Austin, my boy Alex Lopez.
Okay, okay. So we have the guys, the Jets owner, the Patriots, and the Saints. We have those three owners, and y'all are in the free agent market. So I'm pretty sure you guys have seen or heard, got some phone calls from the different owners throughout the league about this free agent market. Tristan, how what you think about this class? There's a lot of good players out there that can play and fill in right away on this last season.
I mean, you know what? We don't have the most money out of all the franchises, but we're going to do our best to secure the pieces we needed. Piece of pieces may just be one to be successful as we can next year.
That's a good thing to do, Tristan. I do want. I'm glad you called. We can definitely get a couple questions in for you. Tristan, you are one of three owners that had at least three players on the All-Pro team in UE this season. You had Tyler Torres, your tight end. You had your outside linebacker, Mr. B. Hunter, and your shutdown corner, Mr. Kevin Gordon. How do you feel? What do you think you need to add a few more pieces? Because you already have three All-Pros. You made your first playoff appearance in upper echelon. What do you think you need to do to take that next step to win playoff game and hopefully chase a Super Bowl for this last season?
You know what? I'm just going to post up the word consistency everywhere in the locker room possible. Make sure we get that in our head, man, because honestly, we have the pieces. We just need to be consistent with the pieces, and they got to fit together the right way.
I agree. Now,
consistency.
Now, what is Mr. Hammond doing? I know he is a very popular guy in the metropolitan area of the United States of America. If you don't know, that's New York. He is very popular up there in the Big Apple. What is he doing this offseason to take that next step to not just be a very good quarterback, to be an elite quarterback in the upper echelon?
To be an elite quarterback. You know what? He has some offseason plans of his own. He hasn't told me, promises that he's going to have some time away, and that it'll bring some very surprising results. He says he's got a surprise for me. That's what he told me.
Oh, wow. So you're excited about that. I'm excited as well for seeing new blood in there. Tristan, you have been a guy that has started out with New York. The fans didn't like you. They didn't like the announcement of you being the head coach. You came out in the media a few seasons later and said that if you could move the team out of New York, you will move them and definitely change the name to the Jets. Now you've built this franchise up. The fan base has got behind you. You love New York now. Now we just want to commend you for building this team the way you want to. Got the pieces that you want. You took a lot of slack a couple of seasons ago for a trade you made, and it's actually made your team better. And the Dolphins hadn't made the playoffs, and you have. So, Tristan, we do want to thank you for what you have done for the Jets. Now, what are you anticipating? Will you be able to make the draft tomorrow? Is that going to be something the Jets are going to participate in?
Well, I appreciate the recognition here. We're just going to do our best to keep up. As for the draft, unfortunately, can't make it. I have to be on a plane at 8 o'clock, so we won't be able to make it.
Okay, so what are you planning on doing? I'm going to give you – we got quite a few minutes left. Is there anything, a sale pitch that you want to tell our listeners out there since you're not going to make the draft? Is there anything you want for your pick? I'm going to give you the floor right now to let people know what the Jets will like back in compensation for those picks since you're not going to make the draft.
Well, honestly, my first-round pick, I'm only looking for a wide receiver. So if you're going to ask me my first-round pick, either a wide receiver or I could possibly consider a very, very, very elite running back. I have to think about it, though.
Okay.
And also, I would like to give a special shout out to my coach, my good friend and coach, Jerry Williams. He runs Philly, I run New York, and that's what's up. Not Philly, Dallas.
Oh yeah, I knew. Yeah, we knew. we knew what you meant. Now, what would you want for your second and third round picks, Tristan? Tell the fans what you're looking for. Other owners in the league, what you're looking for compensation wise for your mid round picks, second, third, and fourth round.
Honestly, I'll have to get home tonight and look at my team and really decide and prioritize our needs.
Send those picks to the Patriots.
No, sir.
Now, Tristan, you have my boys back there, Lopez and Austin, great guys in the league, the guys that's made playoff runs and guys that's improved their rosters. ask those guys, what do they think they can where do they think these players end up? We have Anthony Barr, Stephon Gilmore, we have Eric Reed, we have Casey, we have Kelvin Benjamin, DGB is in free agents. We have a lot of great players. Do they think this is good for the league? There's more talent out there. Do it brings more parity? I'd like to get your thoughts and the rest of the guys' thoughts as well about so much talent left in the free agents.
Well, all this talent, man, honestly, because it's so much, I feel that it'll all even out at the end. But if you can't sweep, you gotta make a couple moves as a franchise, everybody. Or else they'll get left behind. Everyone will overall increase in talent on the roster, and then the teams will sweep. They just won't be able to compete.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the teams will be more spread out overall because there's more there's so many elite players in the draft and the free agency, and you only have so much money. And the bids aren't going to be as high as they usually are, but it's going to be more consistent and spread out throughout the league. There's less guys in the league. There'll be some super teams, that's for sure.
Hey, what's up, Lopez? Yeah, go ahead, Lopez, man. Please give me your insight, man.
Nah, I like it. I like there's options to choose now in free agency. Not like in the past, there's only been a couple slim pickings and everyone's been jumping on those players, riding up the price. But it's nice having some options. We're looking at different players on the market right now.
I agree. And I just want to add to this real quickly so I can let you guys go because I know you have probably got some things to do. But the thing that was intrigues me and makes me excited for the league, as I look through the free agent market, I see guys that are very talented and that can help teams win right away, plug in for you three guys that didn't make the postseason, and Wade, you won 10-plus games again this season. I noticed the guys like the Hills and DJM and KT, they don't have the money to get these type of guys because these are big-name guys. They're not going to take pennies on their deals because these guys still want to get their cash for their families or whatever the situations may be. So I feel like it's best for the league, and I am excited. And I want to know where these players are going to end up. I see bids being placed on certain players right now, but the league hadn't had a chance to get everyone to bid on them. I'm just excited for the last season. I think a lot of guys are excited too. I don't know if you three guys know, we are increasing the pot. The winner for the PSN card, we will tell you the amount during the middle of the season. We want guys to keep having that passion and that energy. So I'm excited for that. Now, let me quickly ask you this. As we get to the last season, or we're in the last season, what do you think Upper Echelon could do? What is something that the league can do to get more energy going into match 17, more momentum that we're carrying now? All three of you can answer.
Well, honestly, I think a lot of it is that it's natural and a lot of guys aren't going to be excited until the new manager comes out. But once it does,
yeah,
I think it'll be just like every year and everyone midnight release and stays up all night playing it and all that shit. So
yeah,
I think that'll help. The PSN card increase was a good idea. And besides that, I don't know what else you could really do. What do you think?
I think it's natural also. It's just end of the Madden. We keep the league pretty interesting, but just through the chat, through these radio shows, the UE Awards, All Pro, on the everything on the website, and I think people are just tired of it. I know before I joined the Connector franchise, play Ultimate Team or online, once a week, I would turn it in before the Super Bowl to get my money worth at least a little bit because, you know, GameStop. So, I mean,
yeah, GameStop be raving.
Connector franchise just draw me into Madden, but some people just they've been in Connector franchise for so many years. It's just another they're done. But I think we did a pretty good job keeping interested.
Well, I'm quickly ask y'all this because we got like 3 minutes left on the show. I'm glad you brought that up. I noticed this is for all of you, most of the guys that came in the league. Ray was about the only one that has been in the Connector franchise mode. Pretty much the whole 305 he brought in, most of you are new to it. Now, so the next Madden 17 will be your second go around with it. What things that you take, learning experiences that you take from this Madden that you learned that you will take next year and you might not make the same mistakes or improve on. I would like to get all three of your insights on that real quick on what you think you can and will do in the next year of Connected Franchise Mode.
This is my first Connected Franchise, and I've honestly learned a lot. Before, I just practically just played with the boys, Madden, just one-on-ones, but I've learned a lot of new plays, a lot of different schemes. I've had to change up my playbooks. I'm bringing over a whole new, completely revamped playbook coming next year for Madden. I'm going to try to learn different plays. And honestly, I've learned against playing against the greats, yourself, honestly, KT, DGM, the good, like, playing the good people here in the world. Yeah, you pick up on certain little aspects and little things that they do, and you try to perfect it and craft it. I'm going to just continue next Madden.
Okay. Austin Nutrition, y'all want to add on something?
Yeah. I just how to manage your players better and what you know would be good for the future, like where stage you are in, as a team, playoff, and just getting the feel for the Connected Franchise. I didn't choose the Patriots, but
yeah.
You know, I had to make it work. I didn't make the best decisions. My first couple seasons, looking back, I might have really messed up getting rid of some players, doing some trades.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's about. It's a learning process. I'm excited for 9-17 and starting from the beginning. And don't get me wrong, I'm ready for this last season. I'm coming back. Last night was a fluke. My team didn't show up. I'm coming back. The TSN increase, it might just buy me the next Madden. I'm going for it. All in.
Yeah. I feel you. Trisha, anything you want to add real quick?
I'm honestly just pretty excited that I get to pick my own team this time. Because at the beginning,
yeah.
the Jets are probably my last three teams I want to pick. Just because I'm a Dolphins fan.
Of course.
And then I just got to – honestly, the way people play an Ultimate Team, Connected Franchise, is so different, especially when you play in a Connected Franchise where people know how to play, stuff like that. So I just keep that in mind and just make sure I continue to scout for drafts and stuff like that. And consistency,
okay.
Obviously. We got to get that consistency.
I agree. And I thank y'all, all three of you calling. I want to just add this on, and we're going to let y'all go. But one thing, the next year, hopefully with the franchise mode, you'll be able to build up and upgrade players a lot better. The XP points was terrible to start it out. EA kind of robbed us. Other leagues, like the ones that started later, you can build players a lot faster. So it makes it a lot better,
XP
a lot easier.
Was amazing.
Yeah, so we'll definitely get that next season, so everything will work out. So we're gonna let y'all go, man. We appreciate y'all.
I want to add one thing real quick. I think you're on my schedule this season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to prove a lot of people wrong in this Madden because the next one may be very different in the gameplay. And I know I'm right there. I'm coming for it. That's all.
Okay. And we're excited for y'all. Thank y'all, brothers, calling in, man. We'll catch y'all in the chat. And we're trying to
thank
play
you,
and sign
man.
Off
thank
here.
You.
On here's the list. Oh, no problem, brothers. Get these three agents signed as we are signing off. Here's the Legend Show. I'd like to thank my three guests, my boy Tristan, Austin, and Lopez, Jets, Patriots, Saints owners, been loyal for about 5-6 seasons now, and we're glad to have them. It's all about the UE. Get your players signed. There's a lot of talent out there in the free agents. You better go get them.